Splitting Hairs free salon education podcast starts now. Featuring Matt Beck, Christina Cavalcanti, Brian Hare, and Carly Wehrheim. Today's episode is powered by MinervaBeauty.com.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 5 of Splitting Hairs, powered by MinervaBeauty.com. If you're looking to upgrade your salon furniture, go check out our friends at MinervaBeauty.com. We got Brian Hare with us.
Yes, you do.
Carly's here.
Hey, yo.
Christina's here.
What's up?
And we're just hanging out, having a good time today, talking hair. We got a lot of things going on. Robots might be taking our jobs.
Wow.
We're pretty sure we know where everyone's Googling celebrity hair from.
Which is
hysterical. Does that make any sense, what I just said?
No, but I know what you meant.
We're blow-drying hair with light beams now, and you can fix your splitting hairs with this new tool. So, a lot to talk about.
We just did the whole show. We're good.
Yeah.
That was
Well, we got it. Sweet. All right. So,
bye.
Make sure you hit subscribe. We are live on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, whatever. We're live on everything. So make sure wherever you're listening after this, you go check us out on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to that. Please leave a review if you could. And then if you are listening to us and subscribing to us on YouTube, make sure you comment on this video, because we're lacking the comments and we need the comments to grow the show. So let us know what you think of the show, what you think about the things that we're talking about. We'd like you to weigh in, and then we can talk about your comments on the next show. So that would be great. Yeah, that's it. So subscribe, follow us. And okay, so let's talk about this first subject, robots taking over our jobs. So this is actually something came up. Christina found this article yesterday or last night, and we were talking about it, but somebody did say something about how hairdressing is a robot-proof industry. But my thoughts on it are that robots are literally doing surgeries now. So what makes the role of a hairdresser so important? And what makes it so robots can't take over that as a job? So that's kind of what we want to get into. This article had a few different things. The role of a hairdresser is more than just snipping and styling hair. Hairdresser services extend from shampooing, cutting, and coloring hair to massaging and treating the scalp, which we did talk about a couple weeks ago. We were going over
the
head spas and all of that. And obviously a machine isn't really going to create that. We've all tried those machine massage things.
I like how it gets into the senses. Mine. Like human touch is important, you know? So they get into the touch, see, and feel and smell. And I think that is why they can't replace us just yet.
Yeah.
There's too much that we do. And then they get into like people applying makeup,
nails
more into it.
Did you guys see that thing? It was at Target, I guess. It was like a robot nail thing.
I want it.
This is what's crazy about these robot things, because they are automated, and it says automation risk is like the next thing, but like they're automated. So if you got a haircut by a robot, they'd have to like screw, like they'd have to tighten your head so you could not move and as the scissors go around. So that's not a great experience already. But the Target like nail polish thing, you stuck your finger in and they lock it in, and you can't move your finger, and then this thing comes down and just like prints your nail on. Like,
I'm here for it.
It's like Saw, like the Saw movies, like one of those contraptions.
Yeah, they're torture devices. I think, so I was thinking a lot about this because it is a conversation that is getting had a lot.
Yeah.
You know, just with like different industries and all that stuff.
AI.
Yeah. And I think as far as ours, it will never completely take over. Because like, I was thinking about it from an aspect, like I've worked in every kind of salon from, you know, super cuts all the way to super fancy. And I think it's about the experience that people want. Like, will there be robots that can do haircuts one day? Yes. Is everyone going to get one? I don't think so, because I think certain people are not interested in the experience. They just want the job done. You know, it's like the difference between just grabbing fast food or having a really fancy sit-down restaurant. Like, Do you just need it cut or do you want the experience of having it done?
Yeah.
Do you just want to be full or do you want the experience of like having a nice meal?
Yeah.
So I think maybe one day there will be the opportunity to go get a robot haircut from someone who just needs their haircut and does not care about the experience. But I don't think it'll ever completely take over for all the reasons we're talking about.
Yeah. 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 I agree.
Yeah, I think there was a machine online, maybe in another country that some guy made, and I think it just went around his head and cut
it. Oh my God, I saw that. That was terrifying.
That, I wonder if I can find that.
So you're right.
Like he made it, and he looked terrified.
Again, if you don't care and you just want your hair trimmed, I guess why wouldn't you just take the scissors to it yourself?
Well, like that's I worked in a place that was like that, and that was why I was unhappy because it was someplace where people did not care about the experience. They didn't want a shampoo. They didn't want a blow dry. They didn't want anything. Just spray it down, snip it, and I'm leaving because it's too long. And like that was, I'm all about the experience. So that was why I was very unhappy there. But I mean, those people exist.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly people want this because there's a huge ad in front of it, but it's got 8 million views of this kid who made this self-cutting.
That doesn't mean
machine.
They want it.
Well, no, but here
they
it
want
is.
To see his ear get cut off is what they bait. Want.
Here, click to the computer thing and turn up the thing so you can see this. This is crazy. So stuff made here. So this isn't even his video, but
people are saying is that I look like the reference the model for the Lego minifig. I'm not really seeing the resemblance, but it's time to cut my hair. I would rather not have someone cut my hair who's touching 100 other people's heads all day long. So I built this robot. And
relax.
It's a hair cutting robot. It's going to cut my hair the hard way using scissors. No trimmers or any easy mode like that. And I think it works. Well, I don't know because I still have all my hair.
This was a while ago.
Yeah. And I'm a little bit worried because the initial trials with the dummy didn't go totally smoothly. But I think I've mostly worked out those software bugs. I did a quick dry run just a little bit before this just to see if everything was working without cutting.
Make sure I don't lose my eyeball.
That's already a style.
His face.
Oh, my God.
It now. The fingers clamp a lot less hard than they did before. I'm glad I tested that. And even if this thing gives me a terrible haircut, I still feel like I've won.
He didn't get rid of his flow.
How many people have a robot-made haircut? It's basically art.
He doesn't deserve
my
it.
My prediction is that it's going to give me somewhere between
it's basically art.
Like the blood.
Just go to the end.
Well,
I have to throw a warning label.
Oh my God, this is like finding a recipe, and I got to listen to the person's entire life just to get to the, this is how to boil an egg.
Mm. Oh, here we go. Oh. Here we go.
Oh.
Ugh.
Mm. Look at his face every time.
Took about an hour, but it should only take more like 15 minutes. Every time the robot
that's pretty
goes
much what I look like when I'm going
probes
around.
Probes to find where my head is at, and then the length that it cuts is relative to where it probed. This is the main reason it could maintain accurate hair lengths, even though I was moving around. So you can see the vacuum sucking a bunch of extra hair into the tube, but the fingers that grab the
how
hair.
How smart!
The
that is fascinating, actually.
I mean, it's
all right.
That's wild.
It's brilliant technology.
Yeah.
All right. Brilliant.
I mean, he's brilliant until it wants to like go crazy and then you end up bald. Like that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like,
right. I just think it's cool. Like the spatial technology.
Yeah,
all.
For
it's
sure.
Cool.
But like we can control our impulses and not, you know.
Well, some of us can.
Well, yeah. But like more times than not, we're not going to go to our client and be like, I think I'm going to shave your head today and just do it.
I just love that the suck cut is still trying to come through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really want to make vacuums be a part of hair.
Mm. Oh.
I think most of the chat is kind of in agreement too, which they're probably mostly hairdressers, but they're kind of just saying, Kimberly said like every client needs to be individualized, so can't really, you know.
Yeah, and that's that was the other thing that they're saying, real time error correction, like
mm-hmm.
Hairdressing is not an exact science.
It's a little too short.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Robot's doing it the same on the other side.
Yeah.
And how Raynor, she says that a robot cannot understand the different textures of someone's hair. So it's like another.
I mean, but that's debatable because everything's getting smarter.
Right.
So,
I mean, learning technology.
Yeah.
I really think it just comes down to there will not be as great of a market for this as so many other industries, like what AI can take over.
Yeah.
Basically, we're going to become the richest people on the planet
because
AI can't take our job.
We're
we'll
all
be
delusional.
The only ones left.
We're delusional. We just want to feel way more important than we really are.
A couple other things to think about that you guys can talk about in the chat, but the art of conversation, really figuring out what the person wants. It's not like you could go in and press a style that you want, and then all of a sudden you get this printed on your head. And the aspect of cost, getting the machine, the places like our salons, are we just going to put those where the chairs are now? You know, like the cost of that machine is going to be crazy. So there's a lot. I mean, we're pretty good. Start saving now. Because
I mean, like, we wouldn't get one if that guy was selling it just to see. You know what? Let's just. I'm. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he starts out on him, there's no world.
I'd put it in my chair too. All right, cool. So you guys can let us know if you think that robots are taking our jobs.
If you're planning on opening or renovating a salon or barbershop, partner with Minerva Beauty, the trusted beauty equipment provider for over 175,000 beauty industry businesses worldwide. Scrolling their website, you'll be blown away at the wide range of designs, styles, colors, variety, and price points offered, truly suiting the equipment needs for every individual. Don't believe me? See for yourself by visiting Minerva's massive showroom and warehouse in Monroe, Georgia, to experience everything their equipment provides firsthand. Minerva's warehouse carries the largest in-stock salon equipment inventory in the world, so most of the items are available for same-day pickup or shipping. Huge offer for you guys this week. Get 15% off site-wide when you shop at MinervaBeauty.com during their spring savings event. Don't wait. The deals end March 20th.
This was an interesting article. The most coveted celebrity hair in every state.
Oh, yeah, I found this one.
Yeah, this is fun.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, right?
So let's pull up. And just say a few. Do you want to read a few of them? I don't know. Can anybody else see it very well?
I mean, I can see it.
Okay.
Well, Pennsylvania, where we are, was Chris Hemsworth, and I was
so proud of Pennsylvania for that.
I was a little like, oh, okay, you know, like I don't know why I didn't think that.
Because I was going through looking at the states, and I'm like, yeah, I see that for them. Like I see that for the style, like. Alabama was Taylor Swift. Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, Alaska, Miley Cyrus.
California, Kim Kardashian. Like, yeah, that tracks. Yeah.
The Maryland one was Kate Middleton, 100%.
Really?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Really?
I don't know anybody. Yeah. And
like, no one wanted, it was all long, that long layer. So, no one ever wanted it short.
So okay. Texas was Chris Hemsworth too.
Yeah.
Strange, no?
He's got that hot cowboy energy.
I trust you.
Maine was Billie Eilish. I'm like, yeah, that tracks.
Okay, so here's the region.
West Virginia is JoJo Siwa.
While looking this up, it said I think the best place to be a hairdresser was West Virginia. So that they make the most. I'm almost positive when you Google that. I don't know how true that is, but.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
They're trying to make West Virginia a thing.
I don't know.
I don't know. We drive through it like for 5 minutes at, on right? our way to visit Matt's family.
Oh, yeah.
Where what is?
Michael, I think, is in West Virginia, right?
Michael who?
There's probably a few.
Michael, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Michael Gray.
Gray. Jeez. Wow.
We're both looking at each other.
All right. So Northeast region is Billie Eilish. Midwest is Miley Cyrus and Billie Eilish. The South is Zendaya, and the West is Kim Kardashian. Okay.
And go Tennessee for Jason Momoa. A lot of that walking around Tennessee.
All right. Do we really care about this?
It was just fun.
We don't. It was just fun.
No, I think it's fun, too. You know? I'm just wondering, like, is it
I cared. Important? I was very disappointed I didn't see more Timothy Chalamet, because that's my hair obsession for a while now. Like, I watched Dune 2 and spent most of the time just studying his hair so that I can create it.
I wonder.
It's curly, but also, like, curled. Like, they play with his curls in parts of his head and then curl it in others. And I'm just like, ugh, it just looks so good. That effortless, like, floppy curl.
Yeah. I wonder if they, like, now that that movie came out, if this totally changes this whole thing.
I don't know.
Like, not just because of that movie, but, you know, multiple.
Well, his popularity. Like, I mean, he was on the search list, but at the bottom.
Right. Because are people even searching Billie Eilish as much anymore? I don't know.
Well, yeah, this all is just based upon just Google funny. Searching. Yeah, yeah. It's just funny to watch. I love
the most coveted celebrity hair overall by national search volume, Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. So call back to last week.
This is a good list for me. Just YouTube videos, just keep working my way down there.
Mine's last.
Who is it? Timothy Chalamet.
Well, that's not coming out anytime soon, Brian.
Ah, tracks.
That's funny. That's a good list. All right.
Noted.
Noted, yeah. Screenshot.
You did a bunch of them already.
I have.
Yeah.
And
do them
and
again.
And I do them again. Yep. There we go. They got something new. Just
JoJo
keep...
Siwa, you have never done. So do that.
Yeah. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, my gosh.
That big blonde ponytail with a bow.
Didn't she, like, cut her bangs, though, once?
I don't know.
I think she cut all the hair off.
She's cute, though. She's got a personality.
With Timothy Chalamet.
Because
you're so upset about this.
His hair is so good.
The same age girls looking how to put their cheer bows in are also looking up to me.
I guess.
You're probably right.
Oh, funny. All right. So we're going to take a break. And we're going to do some trivia. So let me.
Oh, Brian's doing the trivia today.
Yeah, Brian's a trivia question.
I was like, did we talk about that?
Let's see if you can answer in the chat. You'll get a couple seconds to answer just like us. So.
Oh, I was just planning on stumping you guys.
We'll give them a minute. We'll give them a minute.
When you ready?
Yeah.
My question was, what is the relationship between redheads and anesthesia? This is actually important, and it is real.
Redheads?
All right, go to break.
And anesthesia. Yeah, think about it.
Today's episode of Splitting Hairs is sponsored by Mevo On Tour, hosted by Mevo Salon and Spa Software. It's an in-person series of beauty and wellness business conferences spanning five major U.S. cities in 2024. Mevo On Tour welcomes spa and salon owners and managers to learn from some of the industry's best, network with like-minded professionals, and walk away with newfound ideas and inspiration for implementing it in their businesses. Upcoming conference locations include New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Dallas. Next stop on the conference series is New York City with an all-day event full of peer-to-peer networking, interactive strategic sessions on maximizing profit, creating unforgettable guest moments, and overcoming industry challenges, and more. For more information on Mevo On Tour or to register for an upcoming conference, please visit mevo.com/mevo-on-tour.
Wow. I can't think and change the
break.
Cameras.
God, we... All right, here we go back from break. You guys think, and what do you think?
And I'm also changing the cameras to everyone's face to be like, to make it visually nice to watch and cute. Because Carly, you have a cute face while you're thinking.
We're all thinking.
Oh, and
thanks.
I can't
think. What about
think?
My face? Mom?
You're cute all the time,
oh,
too.
Stop
hey,
it.
This
stop.
Is about me.
No, it's Matt Beck.
No, sorry. I shouldn't have said it.
Look at Brian's like, well, guys, really, you know who it's really about.
Anesthesia and redheads.
Okay, so funny thing
this
is, as I
choice.
Was finding my question yes, or
you
last
know the
week,
answer?
No, I stumbled upon this, but I can't remember.
I just was telling Matt, I was like, so I found the same list that Christina found hers
oh,
from.
Come on.
I know, I'm like, she can't pull from that
I
anymore.
Can pull it right
All
up.
Right.
I can,
maybe we can.
Hold on. Oh, roller girl, Matt is always cute. That's sweet.
Well, today's
you
gonna
are
be
always
fun now.
Cute.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
No, he is always cute. I totally
Should've
agree
shut
with
my
that.
Mouth. No, I know you. I know.
Oh,
I
especially know. In that shade of
I
red can... face.
I know. That's what happens. I know.
Their
now
faces turn red.
This jacket.
The redhead's face turns red from the anesthesia.
They need a stronger dose.
Ready?
No.
Oh,
because
oh, wait,
does
someone
guessing?
Have to get it? Oh, yeah, because then who would answer? Who'd ask next week? Me again?
Maybe they need more. Yeah. Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes.
They do?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, if I get it right, you could say yes.
Oh, well, all right.
We're still new at this.
Yeah.
Well, we're still working it. All right, cool.
So,
wow.
Studies
Why?
Have shown that on average, redheads need 20% more an aesthetic than other hair colors. There's also evidence that redheads have a greater sensitivity to thermal pain, but can tolerate pain from multiple sources better.
Wow.
And I had a client, a redheaded client, was the one that told me that like last year sometime. I was like, really? Mm. And then I think about it, I'm like, because, you know, I'm totally a redhead. I've had times where I had issues at the dentist with Novocaine not getting enough. I was like, huh, look at that.
Huh.
Judy Black is the winner.
Yes, she is.
Judy Black got it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Redheads need extra anesthesia so they can spin the wheel maybe later.
Yeah. Oh. That would be good if she hangs on. She's got to let us know she's still in the chat.
All right. Well, well, when we get there, we'll let her know.
Okay,
if she's
cool.
not, we'll pick somebody else.
It's coming soon.
Matt's love is for sale. You got to stay.
Well, no, I'm saying this. We got to, like, you know, I want these people to get the prize. Like, I think that one guy, wait, why did you laugh?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I don't know why you're laughing, but remember the cheesesteak guy? He never emailed me. Aww. So I think we assumed he'd still be on, but he left.
He wanted to drop his cheesesteak comment and get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now I want a cheesesteak.
Stop it.
All right. So this I actually thought was really interesting. Let's roll the video on it so you guys can see. But L'Oreal partner with Luvi. I think it's L-U-V-I.
Luvi.
Is it Luvi?
No, I just like it. It sounds fun.
But they partnered with this company, and they already have blow dryers out. And I'm actually kind of interested in this. I love, like, when people are doing a little bit different kind of technology, because our industry, I feel like, kind of lacks technology a little bit. So, like, this kind of part right here, I like the look of the dryer, but it's an infrared light. So, oh, it's Zuvi, not Luvi, sorry. But they have a... already blow dryers out that look like this. They just don't have quite as much technology built into them yet, but they're working with L'Oreal, and now they're going to be launching this. So let me just show you the video, and then you guys can have your opinions about it. Here it is. Might have to turn it up, Chris. Sorry.
Oh.
There we go.
Very intense.
For over a century, hair dryers have relied on intensive heat. It's time to switch on the light. Innovation, Air Light Pro, the first professional hair dryer by L'Oreal Professionnel, powered by infrared light technology. A targeted energy source that's more powerful and respectful. For faster hair drying, less energy consumption, and no damage. Co-developed and approved by hair pros for all hair types, AirLight Pro is proven to last through intensive professional use. Switch on the light. AirLight Pro.
So there you go.
That is some bold claims.
Shout out, yeah, like... Shout out to their marketing team, because that was pretty good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, it's L'Oreal. Good, so, well,
yeah, they got the money. I want to try it.
Yeah.
But that is some bold claims. No damage.
Yeah.
It is bold claims. And they also, so it says that their blow dryers. What are you going to say?
Oh, go ahead. It's infrared heat.
Yeah.
So I think that's why there's no like heating electricity coils inside of it. And even infrared heat, they say in the house. Remember, I was going to get the heater for the one room.
Uh-huh.
I was looking for at infrared heat because it gives off a heat that is good for allergies, better, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
And I like it because the heating coils aren't there, so that's less power. So when you think about the evolution of a blow dryer and trying to have cordless blow dryers, like they have a cordless blow dryer right now, but it's very basic, probably to save on energy. It doesn't have the LCD screen and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to move forward in the technology, having a lightweight cordless blow dryer that actually will last, you know, I think theirs last 27 minutes probably on low, which is decent. It takes like 34 minutes to charge it, I believe, something like that. But this specific blow dryer is not available yet. They announced it at CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, in January. So they announced it. They had it there. We watched a couple videos. It wasn't, they weren't really doing much with it. So I am interested to see them actually. There was somebody blow drying their hair, but it was, their hair was dry already. So I don't know. You know, so
does it have the beam of light that comes out of it?
It just lights up.
I really wanted a beam.
In the dark, maybe in a foggy, foggy room.
All right. But, that's it. That's how we're doing it.
But it looks cool. I mean, I'm for it. It did have attachments and stuff, which I was skeptical about because if you cover the light, I don't know how it, with an attachment, I don't know how that works, but the diffuser, looked like it was maybe like a clear, whatever. So, you know, it's just exciting.
The whole idea was it's the infrared light. And then the air blows it.
Yeah.
Right?
The so the air's hot blowing air through and
is blowing that warm air out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's got our hands on it.
If you're into the environment and energy, I think it was like 31% better, like more efficient.
Yeah. 31% more or less energy consumption. Mm-hmm. 17 blade motor. It did seem a little loud on the video, but you never know with how people's microphones are and stuff. But, when they were just using it, it seemed like a normal blow dryer loud, not any different. So
does a loud blow dryer even bother you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. When I'm deaf, like,
because people want to talk.
They want to talk.
Oh,
yeah.
No, not that part.
I just that's one of the things that they tell you in beauty school, like you're going to lose your hearing one day and you're going to get carpal tunnel. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm getting to the point now where I'm like, I'm noticing that I'm saying, huh, a lot more.
He also taught me how to do a horrible 180 degree haircut. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you, they show the nozzle there. So it must light up on the sides. So do you think the Dyson, because of the high pitched tone that it has, is better for your ears? Or
actually, I have an answer to that.
Yeah.
I one of my clients, she's an audiologist, and I had told her this, that I was a little worried about it and all that. And she texted me and said, I did some research and what Dyson, the noise that it puts out is actually totally fine. So me saying that I'm losing my hearing is apparently has nothing to do with my job.
Yeah.
But she said that the safe range of what you can hear before it's like damaging your hearing, Dyson is totally in it.
A test on other blow dryers, though, and or not a test, because I'm sure the research is out there of what the decibels are of a blow dryer and like certain ones, and know what is like the best one.
Did you ask her about any others?
No, because
I'm just curious.
No, I don't. And the reason it came up is because on that.
Please.
We're going to have to probably pay her for a time if we do that. But because every now and then my watch will warn me that my dryer is too loud. And I'm like, yeah, but it's because you're like right next to it. You're fine.
You're fine.
I'm back here.
Oh, that's funny. I forgot the watch could do that. All right, cool. So a couple more things. This is the Split Ender Pro. So let me.
I saw this. I was like, it's crazy.
Did this thing have sound?
I think it's just a GIF.
It didn't have sound when I.
GIF?
No. There's an actual website. I think it's like on sale for $130 or something.
Oh, good.
What?
Good. This is just a public service announcement to not buy this, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't tried it yet, so you don't know.
I can see it, though. I know what it's doing.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
The lawnmower. So basically, it's cutting off anything that's sticking out. But I've made videos about this before. Just because a hair is sticking out and now you cut it off and it's not sticking out anymore, when you wash your hair, now it just sticks out and it's shorter than it was before. It's not, this does not take away split ends. A split end is not this. So,
I mean, if it's sticking out and there's a split end, it's taking it off. But
yes, yes.
It's also making it that much longer before your hair gets nice and full.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the split ender, guys.
I love that people are so anti like silicones, but this is okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like this is the answer. But I don't want to put silicones on because that would just make my hair look smooth and soft. But
let me use this handheld lawnmower for the front yard.
Isn't silicone more for health reasons though?
It probably is.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I don't think
you're probably right. That's where I like to say something and then I'm already in my head like that was probably stupid to say.
No. But,
oh, I need one of those.
No, I'm being serious. Being serious. Like
I need that inner voice. Could you follow me around and do that?
I think we do.
Oh, that's right.
All right, last thing here.
You want to try a jelly bean?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
What do you do at the hairdresser if you don't like your cut? And I want to go about this as a, like, from a professional standpoint, as opposed to, you know, this article is for people like, what do you do if you don't like what's going on? There's something special about the anticipation, anxiety, and crashing self-confidence that comes with a trip to the salon.
Jeez.
Weird thing to say. Between trying to accurately articulate what you want, the excitement and the stress of a big hair change, and the fact that you are staring at yourself in a mirror under harsh lighting with wet hair for such a long time, there's a lot to take in. So that's actually a great point, because I hate sitting in front of that mirror the whole time.
So does, like, my mom.
Yeah, when I get my hair done, like, I actually hate.
I hate it too.
Staring. Those mirrors never look good unless you go for Minerva. But
I mean, I always look good in the mirror.
Okay. Well, that's.
Sorry, I don't have this experience. I love mirrors.
I think it's just a strange thing to just sit and stare at yourself in a mirror.
Yeah.
You know, so usually it's either on the phone or. How many mirrors do you have in your house, Brian?
I was going to say, if you saw my house.
Yeah. Wait, how many mirrors do you have in your house?
I literally don't know.
I'll give you about 7 minutes to the end of the show so you can count them.
I decorate with mirrors. Like in my.
I decorate.
I did in my. Yeah.
Did you do the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Like with all the different mismatched mirrors.
Brian's apartment probably looks like a Instagram reel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or. Yeah, kind of. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people.
Or you could just say cute and trendy.
Cute and trendy, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what I would say, but.
You should come see it.
I should.
We've never been invited.
Oh,
well,
please.
Well, you keep switching
them. We've never been invited
All
yet.
All right.
We
haven't. You guys sound like my grandmother.
Well, we are older.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Client, is if you're unhappy with their hair, if they're unhappy with their hair, what should they do? If they're sitting there and they're stressed, kind of like when I went and got my hair cut.
Wait, do you know the person? Sorry.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because I'm just talking about that haircut. I'm gonna bring pictures for next week.
Oh, about the one I did on you. Yeah. Okay, bring it next week.
Okay.
Wait.
That's our cliffhanger.
Yeah, I was like, do you remember the sideburns, Christy?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
All right. Well, have those pictures.
So we're going to turn this article into bad haircuts. Matt's done.
We'll bring in
no,
Carla.
That was me when
no, I
was
didn't
like,
do that one. Yeah,
I think
that
I was like
me.
16 and I wanted to give her bangs and I went, oh,
she kept going.
Kept going.
Oh. Into the sideburns. Yeah.
Wow.
She gave Carly sideburns.
I think cute. I took all the hair.
The difference.
And I was fine about it. I
you
was
are
like,
the cutest.
All right, sideburns.
Like, oh, these are great. You rock them and you're like, oh my God, I love it. She was like four.
The difference is, though, I had a license when I cut yours.
Oh, you had a license and a big confidence.
Yeah. I had the confidence.
Does that make it worse or better?
I was going to have Keira Knightley's asymmetrical short haircut, and it was going to be awesome.
We just started dating, and I was
and
like,
we're
going to
leave it as that, and I bought a bunch of earrings.
I can do it. She cried.
Well,
no, I didn't cry.
You kind of cried.
Well, we don't suggest that.
From what I remember.
I didn't cry.
I had no cry.
Well, it was bad.
I mean, and maybe I had a couple drinks one night and started crying.
Yeah, it wasn't like initially. So like in this article, they don't cry initially. They probably cry when they get home. Yeah.
But what do you do right away? What do you think?
So for me now, like I think it's good to be very like if you're feeling uncomfortable, I think you should always just kind of speak up about something, ask questions about stuff. I get annoyed sometimes when people, I don't get annoyed when people ask me questions when I'm cutting their hair. I get annoyed when somebody's like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, done with it. I'm like, so there's your bangs. Like, you know, and I cut them, whatever. And they go, well, what do you think about it? I'm like, well, obviously I like it. So I did it already. So like, of course I like it right now. Like that's a weird question, but like, if you're feeling uncomfortable, I would rather you are asking me questions because then I can educate you about what's going on as opposed
to. This kind of gets into the AI thing. Like everyone has such a different personality and how they would deal with it. So them asking you, what do you think is kind of like, I really, really trust you and value your opinion and I want to feel good about myself. Like, what do you think? And that's something that like a robot could never even feel.
Yeah. And why I'm kind of a robot, I think, because I'm like.
Well, when I, like, when the place where I took this in my head when I read this is, like, I feel like there's two different kinds of stylists. There's the stylist, which I identify as, where I am really just doing my best to make sure you're happy. And then there's the kind of stylist that I know best and what I do is what's right. And I hate that kind of attitude. Like, I don't know, like when a new client comes in and they'll, you know, they saw a video on YouTube of us and they just want to come see us and they're like, okay, do whatever. And I'm like, no. Like, that's not how I operate. I want to know what can I do? What tools from my toolbox can I use to make you happy?
Yeah.
Like, what's going to work best? And I feel like just having that communication from the jump should make it easier at the end when, like, can we do this a little different? Or even during the haircut, like, well, you know, how about, you know, this a little shorter, or maybe this not so short? Because having it be like clear that communication is okay should make that moment at the end easier or better.
Yeah.
I feel like there is a fine line though, because you are the one with the education and you, like, you're the professional. So I have had people like come in and like think they know what I should do, and it's not.
I don't love
like
those.
We're not.
I mean, and I'll tell people, I'm like, no, don't tell me how to cut the hair.
Yeah,
I know. I'll handle the how to cut
it. Right.
Yeah.
You just tell me what you want it to look like at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Cool. Yeah. I hope we help people with that. I mean, I don't know, on both ends.
I mean, just tell them, and however they react, that's either someone that you will want to build a relationship with or someone you will never want to see again.
Yeah. And as a hairdresser, just be a little empathetic with, you know.
Yeah. This is their life.
I think as more experienced you are, you, like, Brian, like, you probably would handle that differently right now than Carly, because Carly, you haven't been behind the chair as much maybe with someone's personality.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I 100% have. I've had a lot of people say that they haven't, like, not in that way, but like just I've had a lot of picky people, and that's okay. Right. Like that. And that's totally fine. But yeah, I absolutely have. Like, I feel like it's probably reverse, because, you know, you have more like of a built relationship with your clients. Yeah, whereas I am building and have been building because of my situation and moving a lot. So I feel like at least where I was, there were people that were very outspoken and comfortable. And I have had a lot of experience with dealing with that. So,
and I also think that that's also like the presentation of how a salon kind of puts you out there too. Like, that's something that I would like to, now hearing you say that, because I haven't really heard you say that, but the like when you went to that other salon, were you the new stylist at the salon? And then people already in their mind have a thought process. Like, I know, like, probably that confidence that Christina's talking about that I had, and I messed up her haircut. Like, I always had that confidence no matter what. So, like, that I think is helpful in this business when you have that confidence in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so then somebody comes in, and until you really do mess it up, they're confident in you because you have that confidence or whatever.
But it's probably a fine balance, because you have that confidence, but then to be humble or not ego enough to acknowledge, like, oh my God, that looks nothing like what I...
Yes.
No, I agree. Yeah. It was like confidence, but you also need humility.
Yes.
So that when they tell you, I don't love this, you're not offended.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Okay. Well, then let me make you love it.
Yeah. Because I look at your work.
Carly's a sweetie pants.
Yeah. She is. And she also is like a person that wants to, like, help people and make sure, like, they feel good or whatever.
Yeah.
And I also think that can maybe sometimes just be projected with the wrong personality
of
somebody.
That's exactly what I was getting
at. They can eat you alive a little bit when you're that. But then also, I like look at your work on your Instagram and I'm like jealous of your work, you know, like the hair color that you do and stuff. Like, so it's just funny how this industry can be like, you know, you know, people can just be like weird about things.
My client tells me they don't like their haircut. I say, well, can't be the best every time. Nowhere to go from here, but
yeah.
Up.
Yeah. When they come back in, it's like, I have one client that's like, you know, last time wasn't great. And I'm like, well, this, yeah, exactly. Like,
I love a low bar.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I was having an off day. Here we go. Let's saddle up and we're good.
Are you tired of the same old formulation that just doesn't seem to work for your hair and skin? Then go give my friends at Formulate a visit. Go to formulate.co/Matt Beck. When visiting their website, you're going to fill out a simple quiz to find out everything you need to know about your hair and skin. And it's going to give you the perfect formulation for you. And also, the needs of your hair and skin change over time and with the season. So if you have dry skin, dry scalp, thin hair, thick hair, curly hair, wavy hair, the Formulate chemists are here to help. Go fill out the free quiz, figure out what's going on with your hair, get connected with the Formulate chemist, and you can do all of that by going to formulate.co/Matt Beck.
But, all right, cool. So that's the show, but we do need to spin the wheel. So let's choose somebody for the wheel.
It's Judy.
Thought we had someone.
Judy.
We do have Judy.
Yeah, Judy Black.
Is she still in?
I'm almost positive.
We need proof of life.
All right. Judy Black. Hopefully you're still in there.
Just you say what's up, Judy.
Yeah, just say hi.
She was just a little bit ago.
Okay. So you have the chance to win something from our online store, freesaloneducation.com. We have scissors, tri-razor, combs, the Evo razors on there. We also have Mevo is on the wheel, and you could win tickets to their conferences. They're all over the country. Minerva Beauty is giving away Theragun from their website that they sell. And then also formulate.co/Matt Beck is giving away a free custom formulation to get the perfect hair care and skin care for you. So let's give it a spin and see what you win. And it's the Evo razor. All right, Judy.
She's here.
Okay. Hey. All right, cool. So Judy, you win the Evo razor.
She a hairdresser?
Hopefully. And otherwise, you could trim your dog. I don't know.
No,
hopefully she's a hairdresser. Yeah.
We'll teach you how to cut your own bangs.
Yeah, or I'll send it with no blade in, if you are. So anyways, email info@freesaloneducation.com, and just make sure you give me your address, a phone number, and full name so that we can ship it out to you. And that's pretty much it. That's the show. Follow Brian.
Hairstyle on all socials.
Yep. Carly.
Hair by Carly C.
And then follow us, everything at Free Salon Education. Thank you so much to everybody that tuned in live with us. Make sure you please leave comments in the YouTube video. I want to know what you think of the show, anything you like that we talked about, whatever. Just say hi in the chat, and make sure you subscribe to the channel and also follow us on Apple Podcasts. That's it, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next show.
Bye.
Bye.